And now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Chris Doritas is DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He has also been a music supervisor for a number of Hollywood films, and he's with us now. Chris, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, very good to be with you.
Great to have you, and let's get right to some of the music you wanted us to hear. This is the Montreal artist Eric Woodhead, who goes by Doldrums. This is called Hotfoot. Tell us about Doldrums.
Wow, there's so much going on in this track. I mean, it's just, there's chaos, there's anxiety, there's this throwaway performance by the vocals, and yet it's exhilarating. You know, it almost feels like it's going to roll off the track somehow, but it just draws you in. It's an exciting piece, and it's brand new. I just stumbled over this thing. And it's like my favorite thing right now.
Well, and the artist here, Eric Woodhead, apparently made this album himself on a friend's laptop. He told the website Pitchfork that the laptop was broken by the time he was done. But what was it that caught your ear about this song?
I mean, I guess it's just the exhilaration of it. You know, the drums are great. It's a little uncomfortable to listen to at first, so it kind of raises your hackles a little bit. Mm. And I like the weird in it. That always pulls me in. Yet it's still melodic. You know, it's got hooks.
Well, let's get to another one you wanted us to hear. This is the group Bombadil. This is Framboise.
Tu es dans un beau, l'offre fan, trop tôt.
I thought you knew.
C'est du déjà vu.
A man to know how far, but you never left and you've been starred, and it makes me feel infinite to think of yourself this way.
Tu es bourgeoise, presque comme une framboise.
I can tell,
mademoiselle,
that you're too rare to be sunburned. What it is I can't discern, and it makes you uncomfortable to think of yourself this way.
So I should say, number one, it sounds like something that might have been made in the early 70s. And number two, they are not French. They're from Durham, North Carolina.
From Durham, North Carolina. You know, there's something, I don't know, innocent about it. It's almost got a sing-song quality to it, a children's wonderment about it.
Yeah.
I have a real soft spot for French pop, too. Like the ya-ya scene from the 60s is a big thing with me. And I like the inventiveness of the writing, too. I mean, it sticks out, you know, in the firmament of contemporary music right now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not like anything else. I mean, there's a lot of artists with guitars or singer-songwriters with guitars, but the way that they do this track is surprising. There's an element of surprise to the way that they build the track.
Well, on to another one, and we'll see how big of a surprise this is. This is an artist called Grace. This song features Jeezy. It's something that people may have heard a different version of, but this is You Don't Own Me.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
A very sultry take on the Leslie Gore classic from 1963. What do you like about this one, Chris Doritas?
Well, you know, it's funny. The big major label push that comes with a lot of records can sometimes put me off, but this one, coming from Columbia Records, is a first single from this young girl named Grace, and she pairs up with Jeezy, who's a big rapper, for a redo on a song that I've always loved from the 60s. And it was originally produced by Quincy Jones. And what caught my eye and ear about this one when I first came across it was that Quincy Jones was involved in this one too. And, so I checked out the cover and I was knocked out.
Well, and it's total hit or miss there. You could have a really great cover of this, or it could really just not match up to the original. But you think this one does. It's good enough.
I thought they nailed it. I thought they made it fresh enough, but not too, they didn't go too far. There's a great balance in it. It's got nostalgia. It feels fresh. And the pairing of Jeezy and Grace is, I just think, perfect.
All right, let's get to another one. This is from the British singer-songwriter Jamie Scott. This is called Ebony Eyes.
Ebony eyes like desire, they're waiting for me to come home. Then she walks in her high heels in my direction. In your hand I see you're drinking whiskey. Hit the floor and your lips begin to move. This is what I've been waiting for. You ain't got to say a word to me at all.
It does sound a little Elliot Smithy.
Really? You know what I think of when I hear this is that sort of languid ease that came with Norah Jones' breakthrough. Mm. Don't Know Why, remember the big hit?
Yeah,
she had?
Yeah.
It's got that kind of languid comfort to it. I encourage you to hear the entire track because it's just gorgeous. And Jamie Scott, I've followed his band Graffiti 6 and I've seen them live. He's very captivating and he's an incredible songwriter, and Ebony Eyes is beautiful. And I encourage you to check out the whole album.
And actually, on his Facebook page, Jamie Scott says he's inspired by Carole King, Paul Simon, you could hear that, Cat Stevens, Joni Mitchell. A lot of inspiration there from people from many decades ago.
You know, I think you can find that true about all of these songs, that they're great songs, quality songs.
Well, let's get to one more that we have time for. This is the Swedish indie rock band Pale Honey. This is called Youth. Interesting sound there, very different from some of the other songs you've brought us. This is a band, by the way, that refers to itself as a minimalist rock duo. It's just two women in this.
I love it. they come from Sweden. You know, there's, like Wolf Alice, there are a couple of bands right now that are just fronted by these girls who just got, everything's kind of full out forward, and I love it. There's a lot of bands that have come out of Sweden in recent years, but this one kind of takes a different turn. And they only have a couple of EPs, but this is the newest EP. It's called Youth, and I can't wait to hear more from them.
How would you describe this? What would you, if somebody asked, what kind of music is that? What would you say?
I'm so bad with genres. I mean, at KCRW, we mix genres constantly, so it's all a big,
you can just call everything
pot.
Eclectic and think that's enough.
Yeah, I call this Pale Honey. That's the name of the band. Yeah.
All right, Chris Doritas, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, and you can hear all of these picks that we've played today at our website hearandnow.org. You can find all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Jeremy, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.